Yeah, I did it. We are
And we are live.
live indeed. Well, you might be. Peeling Potatoes, episode 22 or 23, somewhere in the early 20s anyway. This actually is the last episode in our topic of the month, life.
Yes.
And I think we had a good run for our money
I think so too. It was a
because
good topic.
it was a great topic. It certainly, life got in the way of a few things, didn't it?
Yes. A little bit chaotic and missed a couple of sessions and
And unplanned holidays and planned holidays. And
Yes.
now I'm sitting here with, technically it's only a cold, but because men are so incapable of pain and suffering, even though they can inflict pain and suffering on other people much better than women can, I am suffering from the worst case of man flu known to mankind. I am going to just not make it through the episode. I'm going to keel over, and then we can talk about legacy and reflection, because there lies a corpse, that was Frank. He died of man flu, and good riddance to humanity, or something like that. Anyway, that's the. Why are you laughing? I'm trying to be serious here.
You won't die. But there's actually scientific studies as why men suffer more with flu than women does. I will find the article. I will send it to you, but that was quite interesting.
That's
But it's
right.
something.
You're going to leave me hanging. This. What is the
No,
legacy?
no.
What is the legacy of our partnership? The mayor is always left hanging by Fruit Loop.
I have to find the article first to send it to you, but it was actually something with women's hormones being able to give birth and also being able to handle pain a bit better than men because we have to give birth, and there's something there that I can't remember exactly what it was, but that's why you suffer more with flu than we do. So we
Well,
can get up in the morning, take care of the kids, drop them off at school, cook dinner, clean the house, still work. We suffer too. We don't feel good, but we kind of just push through
yeah, I
it.
well, the whole
But
group
there's,
of
oh, it now I remember, it has to do with estrogen levels and testosterone levels.
okay. Oh, this
That
is
is why.
I never was good in chemistry and in biology, so but yes, but don't leave me hanging. I might actually learn something, before my last dying breath here. What was his last thought? He was thinking about his testosterone and estrogen levels. I was going to say something intelligent, but it slipped my mind anyway. So we're finishing the season, the month with life, legacy, and reflection, which I thought is fitting because it's been an interesting month, interesting discussions,
Yes.
lots of good fun.
Yes.
Didn't quite go as planned, but
Yes.
I suppose that is one you like planning.
I like planning. Yes, I do like planning.
What how so so loaded question here, because what happens if something doesn't go to plan?
I like planning, but I also keep an open mind and stay flexible because I know plans don't always work out. Or sometimes there's a disagreement, especially in this household, about what we are going to do. So I have to be open-minded, have to be flexible. So if the plan doesn't work out, then we find another way around it.
So you are the born planner and the born diplomat.
In a sense, yes.
I'm not bossy. I've just got better ideas. That's something that's somehow related to you. I don't quite know where that comes from.
I think it's so my husband, when he has a plan, then I would say, or I would give my opinion to say about, okay, I don't think you should do it this way. Maybe we should try it that way. So he always says that we do everything my way and we do everything that I want, but I think I just have better ideas. Different way of doing things.
And the listener and the viewer will please note the facial expression on Fruit Loops that I just have the better ideas. It comes across with a nonchalance like, why are we discussing this? Anyway, so life and legacy. So the beauty of this is that we are in a way prepared.
Yes.
Because there is a what we would call a facilitation sheet. I have it in front of me,
Yes.
and sort of in my last dying breaths this morning, I got up very early because I did want to have my last cup of coffee before I keel over.
I did send you some beautiful pictures as well.
You did, yes. They're sort of still keep,
Yes.
they're still keeping me alive. How do you see? See, I'm not ready to, you're not letting me go, are you?
No, not that easily.
Not that
Not that
quickly.
quick. That is what I wanted to say.
It all comes out in the wash, doesn't it? Yeah. You just have the better idea. Anyway, so now we have a facilitation sheet on which we have some questions and some explanations because you know that the teachers, facilitators, and people in education, if we don't have anything prepared, then we are basically just useless. You were just talking about the humorous and serious sides of your household in South Africa. I read here warm up slash hook.
Yes.
And then there's a dot, and then there's an ask colon. So I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
You know it already because you're the one who prepared it. So, given the perfect imbalance that constitutes your household, if people remembered you for one thing, the significance of the question just comes to me now as I'm reading it slowly. So I'll read, start again. If people remembered you for one thing, what would you want it to be as opposed to what it should be or will be?
Yes, there's a trick in that. So I would hope that they remember me for maybe my kindness, care, love, but that's three things. But I think what it's going to be is maybe bossy, doing things my way, planning. So what I want it to be is my kindness and my care and my affection and my laugh and maybe the. I think I'm not too shabby as a cook, so maybe my cooking skills remember me for that. But I think they are just going to remember me for the broccoli and the beans I force them to eat and
You're such a
the
cruel
planning and
goodness.
maybe
You're
bossy.
such a cruel head of the family, aren't you? You're very dictatorial. Yeah.
I'm the worst.
You're the worst.
I think I should ask my husband this question.
Well, actually, no. I think it should be he and I who should have this conversation.
Maybe, yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's, now that I think about questions, when we were on holiday, he came across a post on Instagram. So it says, ask your boyfriend or your girlfriend these questions. So we were laughing about it because obviously we are married. But we did the questions anyway. And one of the questions was, what kind of animal does he remind me of? And my answer was a peacock. That was the first thing that came to mind.
You need
But
to,
the
if
things
you
he
need
does and
to.
the way that he shows affection, and that kind of reminds me of a peacock with his tail open trying to get a girlfriend. So that's why that came to mind.
Heading on dangerous ground here, but I can't resist the question. When you two were dating, had you known this in advance, the peacock?
No.
Hindsight is a
No.
wonderful thing, isn't it?
Yes. So he was, or he still is, he's very shy. I think he's better now, but when we first met, he was very shy. And there was also not a lot of things that he would talk about. He wouldn't really share his feelings. So I wouldn't choose a peacock then. Maybe a mouse or a meerkat or something that likes to hide. A
No.
nocturnal animal.
Okay. So, but yeah, but so getting back to this delta, you would because in the professional relationship that we have, I only see these traits in you, the kindness and the laughter and everything. So I cannot possibly imagine. I think your husband's lying. Broccoli and beans and shabby cooking. I haven't tried that yet, but you never know. One day, maybe, perhaps, and so on. So I would have to contradict your husband and say,
But you know the other things. You know the planning. You know that I like planning. And you also, well, I wouldn't say that's bossy. I share my ideas and then you agree and we change things.
I don't know.
Maybe you see it. Maybe you just overlook them
Oh,
or let them pass.
you oh, so oh, I see a tendon, a trend in here. So before we went on, we were talking about how Professor Bruce Lloyd critiqued or got AI to critique one of the articles in the Pineapple, and I'm a little bit opaque, and now you're calling me superficial because I didn't see something.
No, I think you see it.
Okay, now I've put you on the spot. I actually only fair if you want to return the favor and hurl one
I
thing.
think I'm going to throw the question back at you. If people remembered you for one thing, what would you want it to be?
Yeah, I suffer from the same delta, so I did actually think about this. I've got notes here and stuff like that. So. Yeah, because somebody taught me the art of planning. I don't want to mention exactly who it might be, Fruit Loop, but sort
Okay.
of planning and thinking ahead. So my dear, wonderful, darling, fantastic mother-in-law, I think she probably said the wisest thing that I have ever heard from anybody in my 64-year existence on this planet. She said, I did my best, more I cannot do. It winds her family up to no end of frustration, because there's a between the three her three children, there's a certain rivalry and competition, which, being an only child, I just cannot understand, and I do not find all that brilliant, but okay. So I just look at it and I thought, it is actually a really good sentence. Yeah, and
Yes.
if you don't like it, well,
So
too
be
bad, so
it.
be it. Exactly. Yeah. So it doesn't mean that you want to try harder,
Yes.
yeah, But people have limitations. It's nothing wrong. It's the way it exists. Yeah. Just because you like to overplan everything, and I like to overthink everything. I did my best, and that's it, folks. So that's what I would want it to be. The reality, probably like you, is a little bit different. I'm probably perceived as being somewhat arrogant and condescending, maybe. But I am learning. I'm improving on that. I don't know. Maybe in the remaining years that I have left, I'll do better. And I'll try not to cough so much with the microphone on as well. Yeah, so the legacy was, well, he was a bit of a strange person. He did his best, and he did his best what he could do under the circumstances. And I think and when my first marriage when my first marriage collapsed. My first wife is Irish. She lived in Dublin, and I had moved to Germany. And for some reason, I had to go to Dublin to do something. And I met my then father-in-law. And he epitomized the whole life story into this one sentence, which I will never ever forget either. As you do, you go to a pub in Dublin, and you have a couple of beers. And he said, "Come on, Frank, I'll buy you a beer." We'd separated, and the whole shebang had, everything had fallen apart, etc. And he gets comes back with 2 pints, and he says, "Frank," in his beautiful Irish accent, which I cannot replicate. He says, "Frank, I've got to tell you this. You are a bastard. Now, can I get you another drink?" So what I would like people to remember me is quoted by my now mother-in-law. The reality of the situation was epitomized by my then father-in-law. Yeah, and you can work out the rest yourself.
Okay. It's very interesting. Okay. So when you reflect back on these things, how does it make you feel?
Wow. I have no idea. This was an
No,
unplanned question.
it's not there.
It actually is there, but you've hidden it very, very well. You're planning to be spontaneous. So when I reflect on these things, how do I feel about it in hindsight? How I feel about it now?
Yes.
The man was absolutely right. And I think what makes this topic really interesting is that we go through life, we do what we do for whatever reason, because either we want to do it or it gets thrown at us from somewhere, these curveballs that we get. But we never actually sit down and think about our legacy. Because, and that thinking process doesn't, I'm sort of, at 64, I'm beginning to think about it. Yeah.
Yes.
Your 6-year-old son, I mean, the word, he probably doesn't even know what the word is. He has no
Yes.
concept of this. Yeah, he's
Yes.
still got endless years of life ahead of him. So why should
Yes.
he be worried and thinking about what's going to happen in 50 years' time when he's 56, because the world will be totally different then.
Yes.
So, in the analysis and in the answer to your question, both are actually right. So my then father-in-law nailed hit the nail on the head. And maybe, I was horrible and so on. But the prevailing circumstances and the whole situation that led to this collapse, it takes two to tango. I mean, we were, both at fault, and we just couldn't find the path to walk together again. So you walk out of that with the realization that, yes, okay, it was what it was. Do you regret it to a certain degree? Yes. Do you learn from it? You try. And then my now mother-in-law kicks in and says, well, I did my best. More I cannot do.
Yes.
Yeah. Which doesn't mean that I can't learn from the mistakes and try and do not repeat them in the future. But, there are situations in life where you just get hit by this curveball of something. Yeah. And it sends you for a six, and then you've got to deal with it. Yeah.
Yes.
And others in your sphere have to deal with it as well. And then that brings that comes down to then it's in really difficult times, who your friends are and who not. Yeah. I think that's one of the consequences. Yeah. Does that answer your question?
It does, yes. But you made new friends in the process as well.
I did, but they haven't quite figured out. They haven't quite figured me out yet, and maybe I'm just on my best behavior. Yeah. and I think also maybe this question, I want to throw this one also to you. I think it's actually a very, very dangerous thought. And you need a lot of discipline to contain it. But if you think what we're doing in Breeder and what we're trying to establish and what you have done in your life with all the cycling, and what I've done in my life with whatever it is that I can't remember I've done anymore, at the end of the day, you really have to ask yourself, is it all that important in the grand scheme of things? Because if you remember,
that's a good question.
Yeah, because if you remember the lunch meeting we had yesterday, where Monica said, let's face it, we're just this tiny little speck of something in this unimaginably big universe.
Yes.
Yeah. And then on this tiny little speck are 8 billion nano micros.
Dust particles.
And we all strive to be better versions of ourselves and to do this and to conquer the world and do that and I don't know what. And then you ask yourself, well, actually, is it really that important? And are we that important? Yeah. And then just to close, and then I'm going to throw the question to you, if I can remember what the question was. You went to Kruger in the middle of the month.
Yes.
You had the post Kruger blues. I think you're still suffering from them a little bit. Saying,
I feel better now.
You feel better now, but you say sort of, it would be nice. It would be nice to live there. Yeah.
Maybe yes.
Not in the part in the second part that you were in, because that's what is possible. Because it's just nicer.
Yes.
Animals are nicer than humans. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so how do you Do you feel what you're doing to be important and
I think for everyone it's different. Everyone has a different perspective. So what I do, I feel that is important. And my husband wants to start a business because he wants to leave a different legacy behind. He wants to see if he can grow this business so that he can give it to our son one day, so that he can take it over. So that is important for him, but it's not so important for me. So I also think it depends on your interest. What is important to you? Like the cycling. The cycling was very important to me because I loved doing it. I loved going outside and meeting new people, having different conversations. So it was important to me at that time. I don't think it matters. Maybe not to someone else, like for my husband, for example, because he never had that experience of meeting people, going out for group rides, spending 3 hours on the bicycle, going nowhere slowly. But for him, it's not important. But I think if he has the chance, maybe he will see why it is such a good, or why it's a good exercise, why it's a the amazing experience. The same if I think about, there's one cycling race in particular. It actually was the last weekend. It's the 94.7
In
cycling
Johannesburg, yeah,
race in Johannesburg.
with the radio station, yeah.
Yes, with the radio station, yes. So I did that and I would love to do it again. It was one of the best cycling races ever. It's almost 100 kilometers through Joburg. You go over the Nelson Mandela Bridge, past Park Station. They close off one part of the highway, or the freeway, and the atmosphere and the people there motivating you, cheering you on. There's people with bottles of liquor giving everyone shots as they pass. Others with hose pipes hosing you down, especially on a very hot day. So the whole experience is, it's just amazing to be there, and so many people coming together at one place to take part in something like a cycling event. So for the event managers, that's important because they also use it to raise awareness for different things. They use it to collect fees to help other people in need and so on. There's another one, it's called the Ride for Sight. So what they do is they collect all the entrance fees and things they get, or entry fees for the race. They donate it to people who needs eye
Oh,
surgeries and things.
absolutely.
Yes. So I think those kind of things are important. Maybe the events and the reason why they do it, that is important because they help other people. And even though you are just a tiny speck in 10,000 people who takes part in the race, you do a little bit of your part.
Well, I yeah, this is it, isn't it? It goes into this whole thinking flows into other things, sort of like
Yes.
in elections. You know,
Yes.
people will say, well, you know, the political system is rigged, and so why should
Yes.
I go out and vote? Because
Exactly. I'm
it's
not
not that.
going to vote because it's not going to make a difference.
Exactly. I think there's nothing more important than maybe our
Yes.
you've got to put it into its place and perspective. Maybe our
Yes.
individual legacy is important for the close people in each
Yes.
family. Yeah. And that's where
Yes.
you focus. And then you have the collective legacy, where you have maybe a sense of duty or a sense of responsibility, where you say, Well, I'm going to go out and vote because at least for one day of the legislative cycle, I can do my bit.
Do my part.
And if it doesn't go the way I want, well, I can hope that those who are running the country will have the capability of listening and this is probably the most important word in all of this, respecting different points of view. It just so happens that
Yes.
those are now, you know, certain politicians are in power, they form the government. It doesn't mean they have all the answers to all the questions, you know.
Yes.
But the shape of public debate is then that a society collectively moves forward and everyone does their bit as best as they can, and more they
Yes.
cannot do. My
Yes.
mother-in-law is preaching this conversation.
Yes. That also reminds me yesterday, the other radio station that we listened to, because we did some traveling yesterday. We listened to it from the morning to the afternoon. They have something that they call the Teddy-thon, and they collected money also to help people in need. So they have something that they call Hot Cares. And then Hot Cares, I don't know if it's every day or maybe once a week, they would have an on-air meeting with someone in need that they are actually going to help. So things like eye operations that people need a lot of money for if they don't have medical aid, people who's struggling, maybe somebody's house burned down, animals, they go into different parts and they do sterilization for the animals, maybe leave some pet food behind to try and avoid the SPCAs to be overflowing with animals, unwanted animals. So yesterday they did the Teddy-thon where they collected money, businesses, individuals, and so on. So they had a goal for 20 million, to raise 20 million. Last year they did 26 million. So they collected 26 million. But as a business, you can either give products, services, or money, whatever you have to offer for them or to them. And yesterday evening, so it started at 6 in the morning and ended 6 last night. And they raised 31 million in services, products, money. Yes. And obviously that they are going to use next year to help other people in need. So they have feeding schemes where they also feed people. Give food packages to people. So one of the bread companies donated, I don't know how many loaves of bread. I think it was about, well, no, I can't. It's something with 600,000 loaves of bread, I think.
Good grief.
Yes.
So,
So,
just to translate the 31 million rand, that's roughly 1.5 million euros,
Yes.
$1.8 million. That is a huge sum of money for
Yes.
an economy the size of South Africa.
Yes.
I mean,
And
that is
what was also
staggering.
su yes, what was also surprising was kids. The kids would take their pocket money to say, "Oh, I have 200 rand or 500 rand. I'm going to donate it." And then they challenged their friends. You have to give something too. Parents challenged each other. Say, "I'm giving 2,000 rand. See if you can do the same." Companies challenged each other to donate money. And there's quite a few companies with who donated large sums of money. But then there's people who would phone in to say, "We are giving 50,000 rand. We are giving 40,000 rand." We are giving 45 or 60. And then companies would phone in to say, okay, I have a construction company. I can give you in services, including the materials, this amount. So if you have to help someone rebuild a house, for example, or we can do that. And then there's a company who offered fertilizers. I think it was about 100,000 rand worth of fertilizer. So if they help someone with a garden or a farm to produce
Wow.
tomatoes or potatoes or whatever, they have fertilizer to do that. So that was quite heartwarming.
So that ties in.
With the next question.
That ties in with sort of creating a positive legacy.
Yes.
And had to go back to yesterday's lunch meeting, where again Monica said that she finds it a pity that there's not enough focus on teaching life skills.
Yes.
And you're a little bit closer to this than I am. Do you think that the South African education system, as you have experienced it and as your son is now walking through it, is teaching the next generation to start creating a positive legacy somehow, and more importantly, to start thinking about the collective legacy that they may want to leave behind, because from there are certain cultural differences. Asians tend to be much more collectively minded, whereas anybody coming from the Anglo-Saxon world, so the United States, England, and that's where South Africa sort of falls. You have this very strong Afrikaans, but also very strong British component in your society, which is much
Yes.
more individualistic. Yeah.
Yes.
So the question I have is, do you see that these telethons are fantastic, but they're not education? They're just sort of charity, raising
Yes.
awareness, doing something good. But maybe that's something that should actually happen in the education system. Do you see that happening?
They do have these events at school. Today, there's actually two happening at my son's school where they also collect money, mostly to use in the school because the education system, they changed a lot of things. So where they would give some money to the schools for books and pens and tables and chairs and maybe the electricity and so on, they cut or the government actually cut a large sum of money to the schools. So whether it's a government-run school or public school, most of the public schools around here don't use government funds. They only rely on the school fees. So in the school, they have a cake sale today. And then they also have a run. But the teachers will be running wearing different kinds of suits.
Okay.
So there's a flamingo, an ostrich, a lizard, or a crocodile. I don't know. Can't remember. A zebra, a giraffe, and a panda bear. And a snail. There's a snail too. There's seven characters. So the principal is the panda bear, and then there's some of the rugby trainers who will also be running, and then the rest is all of the female teachers. So They are going to run against each other, but the kids had to take money to say who they are going to think who will win, and then they do have some prizes. I think there's three prizes. So they have a box, and all the votes go into the box for the different characters. And the one that wins, they will pull the names out of that box. So they do that to raise money, and I think also to have some fun for the kids. And then the end of the month, because the school holiday starts somewhere in December, and then the schools only open again in January. So this is the last term for them. Now, I think at the end of the month, end of November sometime, they do have a fun day as well, where it's like carnival games where you throw a ball and drop the teacher into the water. Those kind of games. I think there's a kissing booth or something too.
Oh,
I read something about that.
kiss your favorite teacher.
Probably. So then they also do that to raise some funds. So some of them they do donate to charity. Oh, they have another drive as well where you have to, each grade has a list and you have to donate some things to the school so they can give food parcels for the kids who need it over the December holidays, because there's quite a lot of kids in the primary school and the high school who live off of feeding schemes. So I helped my mom with this once, but it's hard work because you have to make 40 sandwiches or 60 sandwiches that you donate to the school and they hand it out to the kids. It's hard work to do it, and not a lot of people have time to do it. But our church has the initiative where they divide it between the ladies in church. So my mom and I did it once. No, we actually did it three times. So you buy the bread, you buy the spread. We made hot dogs once, so we bought the hot dog buns with the sausage, and well, that's it. It takes a couple of hours too, and you have to wrap them individually as well. So you have to make the sandwiches, you have to wrap them individually, you have to pack them neatly into boxes, and then you have to make sure that it's at school early, the next morning. So they
It's
do have these kind of things.
kind of curious. I mean, let's go back to the origin of this, where you started that the government, so I presume education is a centralized thing in Pretoria. It's not on a provincial level. It's something that the government in Pretoria does. The government cuts the funding of essentials.
Yes.
And then you sort of bring this whole up with legacy. What kind of legacy are we creating when we are depriving the next generation of
Yes.
essentials, you know, a piece of
But
paper
it's
or a pencil to write?
not just the essentials. So, well, each grade gets a list of things that they have to buy for the next year. So we already bought a couple of things off the list, but we still have a few to go. But we divide it. Otherwise, you have a whole bunch of things that you have to buy, and it costs a lot of money. It's not cheap. And then the school fees next year is going to be a little bit less than this year, because this year the school supplied everything. They bought the paper, they bought the books, they bought the coloring pencils, Play-Doh, everything they actually needed. But the school fees were almost double this year than it's going to be next year because the school supplies everything. Which is okay because it saves us time. We don't have to run around like headless chickens in December buying things for school.
Yeah, but you know, it's paying, it's robbing Peter to pay Paul, isn't it? I mean, the money's still going to be the same,
Yes.
except that now you still have the same expense, but you have the
Yes.
added effort required in going
Yes.
somewhere and getting this stuff along with zillions of other parents. You're all converging on the same limited supply,
Yes.
and maybe someone will panic by and buy six boxes of pencils because little Max breaks them all the time or chews on them. So Max's mother knows exactly what needed, and you are
Yes.
then left standing in front of an empty shelf because Max's mother just swiped the last remaining six pencil boxes.
Yes. Yes. So most of the, so we have a lot of the supermarkets have some Halloween things that they sell. We don't celebrate Halloween, but you can find some things. And then Christmas is everywhere on all the shelves, all the supermarkets. There's Christmas cake that you can already buy and decorations and trees and hats and whatever. And then as soon as the 25th of December hits, no, I think it's even before that, they start with back to school. We haven't even finished Christmas yet, and then it's back to school. So they order extra supplies, make sure that the shelves are stocked. And I have to say, with all the things that we had to buy in the past for kindergarten and so on, we never came to a place that we couldn't find what we were looking for. But I think it's because the supermarket sells them, the stationery shop sells them. You can buy it at different stores as well, because they all order in bulk because they know it's going to sell.
Guaranteed.
Even the pharmacy that I used to work for, they also sell some stationery supplies, also do
Oh, wow.
back to
Okay.
school. Yes. They don't keep a whole range, but they do have like paper, exam pads, pens, pencils, the normal things, everyday things.
Do the prices vary, or are the prices more or less uniform?
It's more or less the same.
Okay.
More or less the same, unless they have a promotion running. Then it's then you can buy it at a discounted price.
It's tough being a parent, isn't it?
It depends who you ask. I don't think it
No, because you're organized and you plan ahead. I mean, you know.
Exactly. That's why we bought some things already, and
Have
then
you
this month we will buy some more things in December, maybe one or two things.
done your Christmas shopping yet?
No, that I usually leave to last minute. I'm one of those people.
Have you written your note to Santa Claus to say what you would like?
No, because I don't know what I want.
Okay. Well, I'm not going down that way. Anyway, okay. So legacy. But I have to say this telethon thing, that sounds really good. 31 million rand. Fantastic. Yeah.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yes.
But okay. So, I want to choose one of your questions to hurl at me that you've.
It depends how far you want me to go down.
What? So lower the level of discussion, or down to the bottom of the page.
Down to the bottom of the page with
You
some
choose.
fun
It's
questions.
a free country. You choose. Yeah. I like your Fruit Loop questions. I haven't been victim of one for a long time.
Yes. No, you did have one yesterday.
I can't remember. Let's see.
I think I asked you this question a long, long time ago. Imagine your life as a storybook. What would the last page say? The previous question said what would the first page say? But now I want to know what would the last page say?
I think the last yeah, I wrote something. I think the last page would say what I said at that point. I can't remember the context anymore of. You see, we've been working together so long, I'm beginning to forget. I think I said the end. Maybe because we had this conversation, I think last week sometime, or where I said something and then you said something to contradict it, and then I said, "You still haven't understood that I don't take myself seriously." Yeah.
I remember this.
And I think this is part of the problem in that I have in this discussion is that I take what I do seriously, but I don't take myself seriously. So I think the last page would have a sentence. Well, this was it. You guys figure it out, because maybe it's all the way it is, or it isn't, or something like that. I'd have some sort of comment that would sort of just undermine everything that I have done and said until then. Yeah.
Okay.
And then he would, and then the people say, "Yeah, well, yeah, okay, well, who cares anyway?" Yeah. And then I go back to my guiding thought in this. He did his best, more he could not do. Yeah. The end. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
One of the questions that you have here, that thank you, you didn't ask me this one yet. You said, you wrote here, if your legacy were a building, what would it look like? It's like it when she when this is so fantastic, isn't it? Fruit Loop has these questions, and when you throw the questions at her that she created, she's stumped for an answer. I love it. I love it.
I do have an answer, and I think I'm going to use it. The first thing that it came to my mind was the kind of huts that you get in the Kruger National Park.
How bloody predictable is
I know, right?
Excuse me.
But then also like the housing in Marloff Park. Maybe I would move more towards one of those houses, because they are fully equipped. They have kitchens, they have living rooms, they have at least two bedrooms, one bathroom. They have solar energy to sustain when there's not electricity, and they do have a lot of electricity cuts there, especially over December, because then there's a lot of people that goes there. Almost everywhere, all the houses are fully booked for the December holidays, and then the transformers overheat and the power cuts. And then they have to wait for the transformers to cool down before they can switch back the power. So most of these places are sustainable without electricity. The one that we stayed at as well. And I think while we were there for the week, we had at least three power cuts.
Really?
But we didn't even notice it because of the solar panels, and it's everything runs on it. There's a gas geyser and then a gas stove top as well. So we didn't even notice it. You can still boil the kettle, the fridge is still on, the lights are on, the air cons run, the TV is on. So that's quite nice because you don't notice it. And then it has a small swimming pool. The inside is modern, not as the huts in the Kruger National Park, where it's just a round hut with.
The bare essentials, yeah.
Yes. Yes, a small basin to maybe brush your teeth, a table, chairs, three beds, and a fridge.
So
So
the
I would say that I would use the house in Marloff Park as the building, but a little bit more modern. So modernized bush hut.
A perfect facade, a nicely structured interior, and if something goes wrong, it's actually not really noticeable because you, in your planning, you have plan A, B, C, and D.
Yes.
Kind of reflects the way you do things. You
Yes.
plan, but you are flexible at the same time. And if it doesn't, if nobody notices that it's gone wrong, then all the better. And
Yes.
it's your little secret.
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
There you go. I've sussed Fruit Loop.
Yes.
It's only taken me 7 months. And an hour's conversation, but I finally cracked the DNA in Fruit Loop's thinking.
Yes.
But women are complex creatures, so there's probably facets which I will never understand. But there you go. Okay. It's because I'm dying of man flu, and we've been
Yes.
lapping on for about 58 minutes or thereabouts. Thank you for the topic of the month. This was all your
It's a
idea.
pleasure.
It was all your idea. It was an interesting experience. It was also a life experience.
With everything happening in between,
Everything
definitely.
happening. Everything happening.
And now it's the last day of the month. We are still talking about life, and you suffer from man flu. It's part of life.
And I was flicking through various things, bits and pieces, and I remember we were talking at the beginning of the month. We were talking about the importance of health, and that
Yes.
certainly played a role. And I'm, now I'm talking about man flu. So, be healthy, people. We move on to skills next month.
Yes.
Life skills, fun skills, serious skills, work skills. I'm looking forward to that one.
Creative skills.
Creative skills, planning skills. I'm going to do the Fruit Loop course on planning.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll build a house, and then nobody will see that the broom and the dustpan in the corner are hiding a mountain of dust because something didn't quite go to plan.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Okay. So, peeling potatoes number, I have no idea, 23, I think. Life, thank you for a brilliant month. It was really good fun.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
And next month skills is again, it's going to be a little bit different because I'm not going to be here for half the month.
Yes.
I will be dialing in from afar. And we'll see how we go from there.
Yes.
See you next Friday, same time, same place. Planned, unplanned, chaotic.
We'll get through it either way.
We'll get through it in a way.
You just have to get through your man flu first.
Don't rub it in. Don't rub it
I'm
in.
sorry.
No, you're not.
Thank
I can see your Pinocchio nose extending. Hey, you've got a
I
man flu, yeah?
also had flu a couple of maybe 2 months ago, 3 months ago, so
Did
I know it's
yes
not.
you but you see this is the English we're yapping on again but the English language I would call it a cold, you call it a flu, but for me flu is sort of like the next stage up. It's sort of like if somebody has the flu, you actually
Yes.
get flu vaccinations, which I haven't had done yet. And you get flu vaccinations here because flus are like infinitely worse than cold. Now we have COVID after that. So it's sort of
Yes.
cold, flu, COVID. That's sort of the ranking. So you just go from being healthy to straight to the flu. You bypass cold.
Well, I've never had a flu vaccination. I've had the COVID vaccines, but I've never had a flu vaccination.
Well, you're a bit young, It's us old people. I get a letter from the health insurance every year
Okay.
telling me that from the 14th of October onwards, I should present myself to a pharmacy, and they will gently drill a needle into my sensitive skin and then inject some liquid, and I shall be free of all gremlins for the next year.
That's nice. We don't have that, but
No.
we have the blood donation drives. They drive us crazy because they phone us at least 6 times a day when it's time to go and donate blood again. They send text messages, emails because they want your blood.
Do you know your blood group?
It's O negative.
O negative. That's a fairly rare one, isn't it?
It is, yes. And it's also one that they can use for all the other blood types.
Oh, well, you are a strange bird, aren't you? Yeah.
And it is also strange because my mom and my dad are both O positive.
Oh.
My sister is also O positive. I'm the only O negative.
Wow. Oh dear.
That's weird.
Your
We
legacy
won't. My legacy.
lives on
My
then.
blood.
Perfect for Halloween, which you don't celebrate. Okay.
Oh dear.
Okay, before I go into a coughing fit, see you next
Yes.
week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye bye.